Hello, hello, this is Kira with Warrior Pursuit, and I want to bring the topic back to health. I spoke on this a few months ago, how as Americans, over 70% of our population are either overweight or obese, specifically African Americans, and women separate from that are some of the most obese people and overweight people in the world. Being overweight makes you more likely to die younger, and it puts you at risk of at least 7 of the 10 most common deaths in America. It can be put towards the fact that you were overweight or obese. Now, I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I am working towards being a healthier person and living a healthier lifestyle. So I want to just talk a little bit about my journey with that. I started off this year, I admit, trying out a diet plan. You drinking a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar from Bragg's company a day, mixing that with mixtures of smoothies or V8 juices, pretty much juicing most of my meals. And that helped me for a little while, but it didn't sustain me. I didn't continue to lose. I just cleansed my body. And ultimately, I don't recommend it because now I'm at a place where I've plateaued on that aspect. And instead of searching for another dieting routine or something that's not going to sustain me, I've recently started changing the way I eat. You know, obviously, as humans, we're supposed to eat 5 to 9 servings of fruits and or vegetables a day. 5 to 9 servings. And I guarantee you, if you're listening to this, you do not do that. If you do, I urge you to let me know I'm mistaken, because again, 70% of America is overweight or obese. I've started eating less fried foods, more baked chicken. And mind you, this is over just the last 2 weeks, maybe week and a half, and I've already lost weight. And it's coming off quite easily because I combine that with exercising. A lot of people get into the fads, the Atkins diet or the water, drinking more water to take off weight, doing the apple cider vinegar diet, juicing. There's many more options. Pills, even weight loss pills, are a scam most of the time. But people fall into those because a quick fix is more appealing than a sustaining lifestyle change. And that's really what I'm pushing today, is for you to just take that moment to increase the amount of fruits and vegetables, baked options if you eat meat, healthier meats like turkey instead of some fried chicken, cut out the KFC or wherever you go, and just be more positive. Work out more too. You're supposed to work out 3 to 5 times a week. And specifically for weight loss, cardio, cardio, cardio. That is running, that is biking, whatever you can do to be on the move for at least 30 minutes. So, yeah, I just wanted to put this out there. If you're listening to this, make a change with me. And I will keep you posted as I continue to diet and exercise. I will be honest with you if I slack off. So far, I've been doing it every other day, exercising, and every day on the change of my food and how I interact with my body, meditating as well, which I'll do another segment on soon. I'm going to cut this short here. I hope your weekend is perfect. I hope you're treating yourself as best you can. Have a beautiful night. Kira from Warrior Pursuit out.